RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson program here on 97.1 Gator, along with Kang. Doug will be back on next week, and he'll have some plenty of insight on what's going on with the University of Michigan. Hey, we got to get to that story. They hired a coach. They did that on, I guess, agreed to terms on Friday and kind of formally announced it yesterday. The Kyle Whittingham era is getting ready to begin. Of course, it won't really officially begin until after their bowl game and once the portal season starts, which is the end of this week. But got to be exciting news for Michigan Wolverine fans. I can't imagine too many people are upset by that. If you're a Wolverine fan, I think my two cents right here in 10 seconds. I think Kyle Whittingham's a great hire for Michigan. I think he's a really good football coach. And somebody that you don't have to worry about bringing scandal to the team. You don't have to worry about Kyle Whittingham. He's a good guy for that. Question is, it's a five-year contract. Is going to be there for all 5 years? We'll see. 66 years old. Looked like he was walking away from the deal in Utah, but he runs to the deal with Michigan, which is great news for Wolverines. 248-539-9797 is the telephone number. Let's get back to the phones. Art is next up in Monroe. Welcome to 97.1. Hey, Art.
Hey, Gator. Good talking to you. Glad to hear you and Kang. Hey, real quick, man, I wanted to touch on your thought about what would I hope to see in the offseason. A few things, Gator. Yeah. I hope they're taking a deep dive into whether or not there's an experienced defensive coordinator and play caller out there that fits the culture. But more importantly, I think everything begins and ends with finding out for sure if Frank Ragnow is going to come back because a reasonably healthy Ragnow changes your whole approach in the offseason. But we got to do everything we can to look at the left tackle position, the center position, and possibly the guard position. But what irks me more than anything else watching Chicago is Ben Johnson stole the Campbell philosophy and has had an experienced offensive line from the get-go, and look at how they're doing. And that's what's killing us with the Lions, Gator. I can believe that we can get by if we find one or two defensive linemen, but without the offensive line shored up, we're toast again.
Yeah, and thanks for the call. I will say this. I agree with almost everything you said. I think one of the priorities is finding out what Frank Ragnow is going to do for next year. So that helps you set up what your priorities are going to be. If you know Frank's coming back, you can breathe a little bit with the center position, but I'm still looking for a center at some point because Frank's not going to play forever. If he plays next year, great, but you know, how much longer will he keep going? The left tackle position, I think, is solved with Penei Sewell. I think he ends up being your left tackle if Taylor Decker decides to retire. But then you got a right tackle issue and you have to find out if the guys that are on your roster now that you didn't get to see play this year, are they worth having around? Are they still developmental guys that you think can develop into starting talent, or are they just developed to be backup talent? And that's fine too, because you need to have backup talent, but that also means you need to find starting talent elsewhere, whether it's in a free agency or in the draft. But I agree 100% that it's, you know, the offensive line is the lifeblood of this team. And did Ben Johnson steal that? Yeah, in a way. Bears went out, and the Bears have been acquiring talent for a couple of years here. You know, they've been bad. They've had some draft picks, and they've made them pay off. And I said going into this year, Caleb Williams, by the end of the season is going to be a problem, because at some point it's going to click. It's going to click with him that he understands the playbook, and he'll be working with Ben Johnson, who's a very good offensive coordinator, and now he's calling plays still over there, and now he's the head coach. And he's so good athletically and so gifted with a cannon for an arm, and obviously the ability to scramble and continue the play and extend and expand the play, and that's really a gift. But having an offensive line that gives him the time to throw initially, and then if the rusher comes, he's able to elude the pressure, and that offensive line then can then adjust a second time and give him even more time. Good God, that's a recipe for success. And I hate to admit that, but that's what I thought the Bears are going to be at the end of the season. I didn't think the Bears are going to be this good at this point, having, you know, as many wins as they have. But here they are. You know, maybe a couple games ahead of schedule for me, but I wonder if the Bears have lapped everybody in the division at this point, Kang. You know, are the Bears moving forward? Is this the team to beat in the NFC North?
Well, that should be a fear for sure, because they got a young quarterback who's just getting into it with Ben Johnson, who's really good coordinator and good offensive play caller. So this could be the beginning of a decent run by the Bears, or we just mentioned the Lions won 15 games last year, no playoffs this year. The Vikings won 14 games last year, no playoffs this year. This is a tough division where not everyone's going to make the playoffs. I think it's going to kind of rotate between who's not going to make the playoffs, because they all can't make the playoffs. It's just a tough division. Now, next year, Caleb Williams could regress. You never know. They might lose some players, you know, after the season and the offseason. Yep. So, but their window looks like it just opened up, and it's happening faster than we expected, because usually it takes a young quarterback and a coordinator a year or two to get on the same page and learn, you know, everything that he needs to learn. Because the scary part is, Gator, he doesn't know everything that Johnson wants him to know yet. And he's not fully developed. He hasn't hit a ceiling, Caleb Williams. Like, he still misses open receivers. I don't think he goes through all his reads correctly all the time, but he's got enough of that hero ball in him to keep plays alive and make things happen. And that's happened a lot for the Bears this year, where they've come back from behind or late, you know, fourth quarter rallies, and they've won these games and they stack up. So yeah, they look like they could be a formidable opponent for sure, but the Lions got to get themselves right. And I think that's working on the offensive line.
More ticket texts coming in. Need to talk about Campbell. Should he stay or should he go? I just don't think that him and Holmes can do it. They want to be loyal, and they can't look outside the box and go get the resources that are needed. I'm not moving on from Dan Campbell. Not at this point, just because they took a step back this year.
No, Dan Campbell's not going anywhere, and he shouldn't go anywhere.
No.
The fair question to ask is, what do you do with the coordinators?
Well, I was just going to say, now going back to the previous caller, he's talked about Kelvin Shepherd on defense. Obviously, they have to find an offensive coordinator, because Dan Campbell's not going to be calling plays the whole time, and I don't think he wants to. I think he wants to get back to being the CEO of this team, and pay maximum attention as he should. It's not easy doing what Andy Reid does. It's not easy doing what a couple of the coaches around the league do when they're calling plays and they're.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The head coach. Campbell can do it, but, you know, I'd rather have him do it in short stints of time as opposed to the whole season. So they need to find, they have to find an offensive coordinator. And this last game, again, this is an audition for Kelvin Shepherd, too. He's got to prove that he can still get this job done as a defensive coordinator. There have been times this year where the defenses look great, and then there have been times where they've struggled. Prior to the Vikings game, the previous five games, the defense had given up like 450 yards a game. That ain't good enough. But the effort that they put forth against the Vikings was fantastic. Now, given Max Brosmer's the quarterback, right? And they were missing some other players on offense too, but I'd like the effort they had. Is that going to be enough to save Shepherd's job? I don't know. I do think that they have to take a hard look at themselves and say, do we need to change both coordinators? We're going to at least change one. Do we change a second or not? Huge question to ask this team. With the easier schedule next season, the Lions will go 10-7 and miss the playoffs again. Too many holes to fill and too many long-term injuries. Well, the schedule is huge. That part is big, that they have the perhaps the fourth place. Oh, they will have the fourth place schedule. So that definitely helps them out. If they go 10-7 next year with that schedule, that's going to be disappointing. If they miss the playoffs altogether, that's obviously way disappointing. The too many holes to fill thing, I'm not sure if there are too many holes to fill. I think the question is, can these guys come back from injury without getting injured again? And I don't know if that's the case with Kirby Joseph. I don't know if that's ever the case with guys that play in the secondary, because you're out there to get hurt. Guys in the secondary are always hurt. And we've seen that with most of the guys in the secondary. They've spent time on the sidelines. You know, Brian Branch has a horrible injury he's going to have to overcome, and who knows when he's going to come back next, at what point next season. You know, the Lions should be in the market for a safety, at least one safety. Do they do that in the draft? Do they do that in free agency or both? We'll see, but they have to get a safety. And there's some really good safeties in the draft, so I kind of like that depth there, as I've already started to do a little bit of a dive there. But that's a big part of this team. And it's tough to evaluate Kelvin Shepard when your entire secondary has been out for so long. But the front seven's been pretty healthy. And guys like DJ Reader, Ali McNeil up front have been a little disappointing this season, maybe more than a little disappointing this season. And you got decisions to make. If you're not bringing back Reader, then you gotta fill that spot with somebody. 248-539-9797. This is 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.